Remy Gard, we're here in the tunnel. What's your reaction now, half an hour or so after that game?
I'm still disappointed, of course, because I think maybe we deserve a better result in this game. The football we showed should have given us at least a point. But I think that when you concede three goals in your own pitch, it's too difficult to win the game. I mean, we defended too poorly, especially on the first goal. I was not happy because it was like the third one in Everton. You know, we had the ball in front of the box and we should have cleared this ball earlier. And then we were always behind them. Then it's difficult because you play home and you want to equalize, and then sometimes you don't keep the balance of the team between attacking and defending. But then we had the chance to equalize, but then we concede a very, very silly goals, the second one. And the third one killed the game. We had the goal from Jordan Ayew coming back from just one goal to score, but then the game was over.
The results also haven't favoured you. Bournemouth got a late equaliser, yep, and Sunderland also won. Are you the kind of manager who looks at those scores when you come in after a match?
I mean, yes, I saw the score. I saw also Sunderland won away at Crystal Palace in midweek. Then, of course, I have to be aware of all of these results. But, you know, I've got a lot of works with my player, and I don't expect anything from the other team. I expect more of my team, then I'm only focused on that.
After three games now, Remy, is the job bigger than you anticipated?
No, it's still the same. I hope you won't ask me this question every week, because it means that we didn't win. Then, no, you know, I'm here to make the players still believe that it's possible. And what I saw today, of course, the result is not positive, but really I can say that we should deserve a better result today, to be fair.
It's a weird thing, because there were more positives in today's game than Goodison Park, but it's a very, very big game to lose, isn't it, today's game?
Yes, because it was not... I've got a lot of respect for Watford, of course, because they won us today, but we must have won this game. But, you know, as I said, we never had the chance to be up front. We always had to take too much risk to equalize, and then to try to be up front, and those risks made us maybe more vulnerable.
It's not mission impossible from now on, but it's a very, very tough ask. How do you see it now?
You know, in football you never know. I'm sure that the day we will win a game and maybe draw the next one, or to win in a row, could be a big boost for this player. You know, I know it's very difficult to have such a wrong row of defeat since August. It's terrible, I mean. But the way they play today, I cannot blame too much my player, because, you know, let's say that they have done the maximum they could today, probably.